Charmaine and Roy, I think that what y'all were talking about pronouns really reminded me of how much I learned in my transfeminism class, and how asking someone what are your pronouns is so essential and so important. And I think it was important in this class. One of the arguments brought up was someone, and this wasn't in the class, but someone mentioned that someone had told them, well, everyone in our office goes by their pronouns that they, like, I don't know, that they visibly portray. And we answer to that, or we rebuttal, like, okay, then that goes to show that there is a need for greater inclusion in your workspace, and there's a certain privilege that comes with your pronouns, going by your I don't know, your identity performance visually, if that makes sense. And I think that there's also a greater conversation when discussing those who identify as transgender, as not everyone wants to have surgery, not everyone wants to display, or not everyone, if someone is trans woman, they don't have to be super feminine, or they don't have to fall into these very rigid societal expectations. And
Absolutely.
I feel like it speaks to society that continues to reinforce hyper masculinity or hyper femininity, even on people who are trying to dismantle those binaries. And I don't know, there just needs to be, society needs to fix itself and
Well,
not
that's why people,
continue.
and that's why people take it back to what's normal because they think being transgender, they have to go to be a completely a man or a complete woman, right? Like they don't understand, like there's it's okay to be who you are and then just not to be, you can be like that in between person. So that's another thing that we can discuss for hours, but you know what I mean? It's like
That's true though. Like gender perform Judith Butler wrote a great article about this, about gender performativity and how we have this expectation of what people should look like, act like, based off of, and that gender is a performance, and that really it is important, like you said, Ricky, to like dismantle these binary notions of gender and identity. And it is, it's a really fascinating conversation and an important one, and definitely one that we could talk about forever. But this was such a wonderful experience, Roy, and like such a fruitful conversation. And we will definitely have a part two where we're going to follow up and talk about some other things,
Yes.
because I know that we have a lot of beauty industry talk that we want to get into as well.
Oh yeah.
But thank you for joining us on this conversation
Thank
so
you
far.
guys. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. I had a great time and that was a great conversation actually that we I don't
Yay.
get to discuss all the time. So I really do appreciate that time for with you for sure.
Yes,
Oh,
thank you so
awesome.
much. Thank
Thank
you, thank
you.
you, thank you, thank you, times a trillion,
Thank
billion,
you.
billion times.
And remind our Grey Matters community again, please, of your podcast, like where they can find you, get in touch with you.
Yeah, so I actually my podcast is called Wake Up to Makeup. You can find it anywhere that you listen to your pod. And you can find me on Instagram at Face Creator, all one word, or if you can follow us on Wake Up to Makeup underscore podcast and Facebook, Wake Up to Makeup. It's a private closed group, so you can request to follow as well and to stay, you know, post. We post everything every day almost. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, we will definitely do that. And I
Right.
believe your listeners will also be able to hear this episode on your podcast as well, right?
Which I'm very excited about. Yes. So
Awesome.
once it airs, we're definitely going to listen to it on mine as well. So we have
Awesome.
both.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so that's awesome. And I'm so glad that we're able to bring in the Wake Up to Makeup listeners into our community as well, and kind of
Absolutely.
share this large community. So,
Share the love. Absolutely. I agree.
yes, yes,
Share
yes.
the love.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Roy.
Thank
Everyone,
you.
stay safe and stay tuned. We will have more episodes for our Pride Month. And yeah, just stay safe, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
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 Bye.